Collegiately speaking.
Walks into the end zone.
Touchdown.
Punches to the end zone.
Touchdown.
This is Collegiately Speaking. With the voice of Northwestern football and basketball, Dave Enning, and former Northwestern star quarterback, Dan Persa. It's Collegiately Speaking. Let's go.
Well, we have reached the penultimate game of the 2024 regular season in college football for the Northwestern Wildcats Saturday in Ann Arbor against the Michigan Wolverines. Dave Ennett with former Wildcat quarterback Dan Persa. Cats headed to the Big House. It's been a while. Last time they were there, 2021, but they are going back on Saturday to take on a Michigan team that they're still the defending national champions, even though they're 5-5 going into this game. Dan, let's see. When did you play at the Big House? Do you ever play there?
So we played there one time in 2008.
Oh, and that was and they won 21-7.
Weather like this.
Eric Peterman, right?
Peterman, CJ, and Mike both played and played great. But yeah, that was another year where they were kind of down. I think it was still Rich Rod that was there at that point. But yeah, I think that was the only time we played there and had a great win.
It was a great win. I remember Eric Peterman running free through the Michigan secondary.
Yeah, it was just, and I was playing special teams at that time. It was just one of those games where, the weather didn't figure out if it was rain or snow and kind of stayed in that middle round the whole time. So, you were just wet and cold the whole time. You could tell Michigan did not want to be there. Half the guys that weren't playing at Northwestern definitely didn't want to be there. It was just a rough atmosphere, rough game, but we battled through it and came out with a great win.
It is a very tough place for opposing teams, always has been, regardless of the record. That was a great win, and I just remember how miserable the weather was
brutal
that day. But here they're headed back there to take on a Michigan team that is 5-5, has lost four of its last five games. But what's interesting here, Dan, is both these teams have something in common. They both need to win to get to a bowl game. And Michigan, 5-5, they know they've got to go to Columbus next week, and they know the Buckeyes have been waiting for this game for 2 years. And they're probably looking at this game at Senior Day. They're probably looking at this one they absolutely have to have.
Yeah, you can't really say they're going to look past Northwestern, right? I mean, like you said, at Senior Day, it's a big game for them to get to bowl eligibility. But, it's just a team that has really struggled to find an identity all year. I mean, their defense is great. They've had a couple injuries on the back end that has slowed them down, but offensively, they haven't been able to bounce back from that winning season. And with Donovan Edwards and some other folks, they have a very talented group. They've struggled at quarterback. So, I think I read, both of these teams are pretty close to the bottom in offensive production. So, hopefully the Northwestern defense plays well and keeps them to a low scoring total and Jack continues to progress with the Northwestern offense and the Cats can score some points.
Michigan is 17th in the Big Ten total offense. The Wildcats are 18th. But let's go back to the Ohio State game. What did you see there from the Wildcats that you liked?
Yeah, I'm not big for moral victories, but I think, I think they played pretty well. They just the frustrating thing for me, and this was kind of a hallmark of previous teams, frankly, that they didn't do, was they didn't beat themselves. And Northwestern this year, especially against Ohio State, continued to beat themselves and make very, very kind of catastrophic mistakes that you can't make, against a good team, let alone a great team like Ohio State. So the fumble in the red zone after a great drive, the fumbled snap and not taking the safety. Ohio State, they have a bunch of NFL guys. They're going to make a lot of plays. I mean, they made great, end zone catches a lot of the times, but you can't hand them points, right?
Right.
So, I mean, in the counterfactual there is, maybe Northwestern gets three on the first drive and they're up 10-0. And then, Ohio State has to, worst case, it's 14-10. More realistically, it's 10-7 Northwestern going into half. And instead it's flipped to 21-7. And then it's hard to come back from that. But I guess I just like the attitude of the way they played. They certainly didn't back down on either sides of the ball. I thought Jack played with a lot of urgency, gave his guys chances to make plays, and they did. I mean, AJ and Bryce made some great catches. I thought Cam ran really hard. And the offense was moving a ball against, one of the top defenses, in the country. So I think there's a lot of positives to take, but again, you know, you can do everything right, but if you make catastrophic mistakes and you make plays that get you beat, you're never going to win big games. And I think that's the most frustrating thing, because Northwestern would never typically beat themselves and make those catastrophic mistakes.
We're visiting, by the way, with Cam Porter in a few minutes. He's going to jump on with us. But, yeah, I mean, he ran really hard, found some holes. That touchdown drive was really a textbook drive.
Great. Yeah.
And, you know, I said this to Jack on the post-game show. I said, that throwback from Calvin Johnson, he would have scored on it if the ball wasn't batted down on the line of scrimmage. Now, of course, you never know. But, yeah, that does happen. But so it'll be interesting to see if this team can somehow find a way to get out of Michigan with a win. You know, it's not going to be easy, and they're underdogs going in there. But if they are, you know, then they're at 5 wins going into the game against Illinois at Wrigley Field next week. So they give themselves at least that opportunity.
Yeah, I think it's huge for the team. It's frankly huge for the program, just to build momentum through a tough season and get to a bowl game. And it's frankly a pretty young team, right? So you want to get those extra practices and experience in the bowl. I think it's really important for Jack, frankly, being honest, just to cement himself as the guy going into the offseason, right? If he has 2 great games, you know, do they get somebody in the portal? Maybe, maybe not. If he struggles, that brings the quarterback, you know, position back into question, which Northwestern has dealt with the past 3 or 4 years, which I don't think you really want to do anymore. So I think it's really important for him in the offense to play well. But I think they have every opportunity to do it, right? Michigan's down. They're struggling. It's a very beatable team. It's never easy, like you said, to play in the Big House. But the Big House, while there's a lot of people there, it's not like playing in Ohio State, Penn State, or Iowa. Those are tougher atmospheres. And I think maybe the crowd's a little bit more subdued, right, given the season. But, you know, hopefully they can get out of there with a win.
And Dan joining us now here on Collegiately Speaking, running back, co-captain, number one for the Wildcats, Cam Porter, Cincinnati, Ohio native, has had an outstanding career with the Northwestern Wildcats. Cam, how you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. 41 games, 1,694 yards rushing, 17 rushing touchdowns, 18 total touchdowns in your distinguished career. Has it sunk in yet that your career is at Northwestern is nearing the finish line, even though you might not want to go there yet, I guess.
It definitely, you know, it dawns on me, especially once you get to the back half of the season. But I mean, it's been nothing short of a blessing. You know, I love it here. I love everything that this program is about. You know, I feel like I became a man at this university. So, you know, it's definitely bittersweet to kind of think about it. But, I mean, I'm so passionate and I'm so thankful for these last couple opportunities with my teammates.
You know, you've been through so much at Northwestern. And I go back to the 2020 season, which was, you know, a difficult time for everybody, right? Because we had the pandemic going. You had a tremendous season, made an immediate impact on this football program. And, you know, the game that I think stands out to everybody is the Citrus Bowl against Auburn, when you were pretty much unstoppable. Is that, as you look back, is that the highlight for you? Or is there something else you can kind of point to and say that was it?
I mean, you know, the Citrus Bowl was obviously a tremendous opportunity for me, and it's definitely memorable. But last season was outstanding too. You know what I mean? Being able to come together after all that we've been through, and come together and get a bowl game and get a bowl win as well. In Vegas was really cool as well. So I mean, both of those situations and scenarios kind of always play on repeat in my head.
You've overcome number of challenges in your career, including your knee injury in 2021 when you were coming off that Citrus Bowl performance. And yet you come back, there you are in Dublin, Ireland against Nebraska. And maybe people don't have a feel for how tough that was, how difficult the work was for you to come back and get back there. What did it mean to you to get back there on the field against Nebraska in Ireland?
It was nothing short of a blessing. I was able to just kind of, you know, make a full recovery, which was difficult. And it was not easy at all, to say the least. People don't kind of know and understand the mental, physical, and emotional things that you go through when you're going through an injury like that. Especially when, you know, you put so much into the game and you work your butt off every single day, and for that to be taken away, it's difficult. But I remember that Nebraska game, and I was just feeling tremendously blessed, man. I actually, you know, shed some tears before that game. I vividly remember because it was a sentimental moment for me, just because I had been through so much, and we came out on top as well, which was even better. So that memory definitely plays in my head as well.
You talk about last season, 2023, and everything that you guys went through, and I've been asked this by some media over in Michigan this week. What was the most impressive thing you've seen with this program the last couple of years? And in my mind, Cam, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but you guys, all of you, had an opportunity when everything was going down, when Coach Fitz was fired, when there's a lot of uncertainty swirling around the program, you guys could have left. And yet, pretty much everybody stayed. What was it about Coach Braun and about you and your teammates that enabled this team not only get through that period, but end up with a winning season and going to Vegas and winning a bowl game?
Yeah, I mean, I think people just don't really understand how close of a program Northwestern is. When the news broke, obviously everybody was distraught, and it was a difficult time. But, I mean, nobody wavered. We knew that we still had a season at hand, and we knew that we were going to come together and give it all that we had. So this team and just this program in general, man, it truly is a family. You know, everybody says that, but we truly embody it here. And I think that's why everybody just came together and fought that much harder, you know, for our previous coach, for our current coach, because we have love for them because they support us and they give their all for us. So we decided to do the same.
We're visiting with Cam Porter here on Collegiately Speaking, Dave Ennett and Dan Persa. Cam, number one for the Wildcats, will play his last true road game on Saturday against the Michigan Wolverines. You missed it the last time, I think, that Northwestern played at Michigan. You're an Ohio native, and now you're going into the big house. What's that going to be like for you?
Oh, it's super exciting. You know, the big house is obviously a monumental stadium. You know, everybody dreams of playing in the big house as a kid. So being able to do it this time around, since I missed it in 2021, I'm super excited. I'm truly going to try to be as present as possible and take everything in, just because you know, a lot of legends have played in that stadium, you know, so it's going to be a really cool experience, and I'm excited to get after it with the guys.
This team has had some challenges this year, no question, but seems like, well, both of your Big Ten wins have come on the road at Maryland and at Purdue. You missed the Washington game, which I'm sure was difficult for you to have to sit that one out, the Big Ten opener.
Right. Yeah, it was definitely difficult. You know, I was battling a little bit of an injury. You know, it was definitely a game time decision, and we were trying to figure out if I would be able to go. You know, I talked with some of the staff and some of the coaches, and we kind of made that decision to sit that one out. You know, just for we had a long season ahead, so we kind of made that decision. But overall, like you said, we've gotten two road wins in Big Ten play. Hoping to make this our third, and we're super excited to get after it. And we're playing a really good Michigan team, which we know and understand, but we're kind of excited because we got a good game plan going into this week.
You were playing a really good Ohio State team last week at Wrigley Field, and I thought you guys really did come out and took it to them early on, and a couple of breaks went the other way. But just give me your thoughts, Cam, on what you've seen from your quarterback, Jack Lausch, over the course of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've just seen a competitor continue to grow and evolve. I think people underestimate how difficult it is when you haven't played in some of these Big Ten games, just be able to come out and just, you know, have crazy performances. You know what I mean? I think I've seen just him drastically grow as a competitor, as a leader, on and off the field. You know, he's bringing guys up, he's communicating better, and he's just overall becoming, you know, just a better person in general, in my opinion. So I'm excited to continue to see the growth, and I think it's really going to show this week.
I love the connection between the two of you against Purdue. Career high 8 receptions, 85 yards. And it just seemed like that little pass from Jack into the flat to you, they couldn't stop it.
Yeah, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know what I mean? So, you know, we were able to connect on some of those and, you know, pick up some good yardage and end up coming out with the win.
Well, Cam, let me ask you what you think the it's a big senior class. I mean, a lot of you guys. And as you've said, you've been through an awful lot, but guys such as yourself, Bryce Kurtz, Xander Mueller, Coco Osma, what's the legacy of this group going to be?
We're hoping, you know what I mean, to be a senior class that led another team to a bowl game. You know what I mean? People don't understand how difficult that is, especially in a new Big Ten. You know what I mean? So we still have everything in front of us. You know, we want to be able to just leave a legacy on the younger kids and the younger guys to be able to see and just be able to understand what the culture at Northwestern truly is. And that's a winning culture, guys that care about each other and treat each other like family. So we want to continue to embody that on and off the field and just continue to be role models for the guys under us.
What's this running back room going to look like as you move on?
I think we got very talented guys in the room. You know, we got Joe Hyman, Caleb Komolafe. It's kind of the next two guys up. But they're just ultra talented. You know what I mean? They have speed, they have agility, they have everything they need. You know, we got a lot of young guys in the room as well that can contribute and just help the team win and do whatever it takes to continue to help the program in any way possible.
And what are your plans for the future? I'm sure you hope to be playing football somewhere, right?
Definitely. That's definitely the goal. Obviously, you know, I got two games left, and I just want to give my all and full attention on those last two games. Super excited for the opportunities. And, you know, obviously decisions will have to be made after the season, but just kind of waiting it out and making sure that, you know, my full focus is on our last two opportunities and getting us to a bowl game.
All right. Well, listen, Cam, it's great catching up with you. We always appreciate your time, and thanks for everything you've done. It's been a joy to watch you play going back to the 2020 season, and good luck on Saturday against those Wolverines.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. Great talking to Cam Porter. Just what an impressive guy, and what a terrific career he's had, too, Dan. I mean, I referenced that 2020 season where he kind of came on as the season went on and had the great Citrus Bowl game against Auburn when he really led the way. And there were such high hopes for him. He was preseason All-Big Ten going into the 2021 season, got hurt in training camp, missed the year, and then came back strong for the 2022 campaign starting in Ireland. So he's just had a wonderful career for them, and I was happy that he got to wear the jersey number one his final season.
Yeah, and I think that signifies just what he means to the team from a leadership and energy standpoint. I think you could really see when he wasn't out there the void that it left just from a leadership and you know, directional standpoint. And like you said, he's just a great guy. You know, he's been through a lot. He's obviously very mature. It's very clear that everybody looks to him for leadership, and that's why he got that jersey number. But you know, I think you know, 21 was obviously tough getting hurt. It took him a minute to kind of get back to form, but I think he's playing probably his best football that he's played in his career. He's a lot leaner and running strong, and I hope for him to have two great games to finish his career, and like he said, play in the NFL for as long as he can.
And as I mentioned, 8 catches against Purdue were key in that victory, and it really, he's a guy who's really worked super hard to develop into a terrific pass catcher out of the backfield, and that's been a weapon for them.
It's huge, and he's very reliable. Like you said, I think Northwestern has to find ways to continue to get him the ball, not just between the tackles, right? He's a dangerous athlete out there, and he runs really hard, and again, he's just dependable. I don't really remember him, you know, dropping any passes this year or making too many mistakes. It's just a guy you want to feed, especially late in the season when it gets cold.
Well, let's, before we wrap things up, get to Super Joe's predictions.
Note to self. When down to your third string quarterback, do not bet against Prime and the likely Heisman Trophy winner. Oh, whoops. Looks like the red light's on already. Yes, the streak is over, but there's no better time to start a new one, so let's get to work.
Prediction. To say or estimate a specified thing will happen in the future.
Super Joe's predictions.
Most of my recent picks have been Big 12 and SEC games. Let's get back to the bread and butter with the Big Ten, and what is the game of the week for most people, and the game of the century for those in Bloomington. That's right, the Hoosiers head to Columbus as the fifth best team in the entire nation, according to the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. The spread has been all over the place for a game that will kick off at 11 a.m. Saturday on Fox. Last week, the look-ahead number had Ohio State favored by single digits. When the books released odds on Sunday, the Buckeyes were favored by 11.5. That was immediately bet up to 14, and now has settled in that 13-13.5 range. The game before Thanksgiving is generally a look-ahead spot for Ohio State, as a date with Michigan looms after Turkey Day. But, as I'm sure you've talked about during today's show, the Wolverines are far from title contenders and are actually in danger of not making a bowl game. That doesn't seem like a team that you need more than a week to prepare for. As much as Ryan Day wants to blow the doors off of, quote, that team up north, I don't see him or his players losing focus on Saturday. I'd love to see as many Big Ten teams in the playoff as possible. But I have a feeling this game might be ugly enough to kick the Hoosiers out of the top 12 completely. Lay the 13, sprinkle on the alternates. Back to you guys.
I love it. I love it. Look, it's going to be a great game, I think. I don't know if Indiana will be able to hang in there with them. But, I mean, certainly based on everything Indiana's done to this point, you would think they can.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they've proven that they're a solid team and beat everybody and by wide margins a lot of times. So, you know, playing at Ohio State's tough. Do I think they can win? No. Do I think it'll be closer than Joe thinks? Probably. Do I think Indiana will get kicked out of the top 12? I wouldn't think so.
You're one
loss against the number two team in the country.
At their place.
Even if it's 45-0, I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe not. But I think it's going to be a terrific game Saturday. You've got a few of them that are kind of interesting for different reasons. Wisconsin playing at Nebraska. Badgers fired their offensive coordinator after the tough loss to Oregon last Saturday night. USC-UCLA, that's always an interesting game, and it's got a different vibe to it this year because they're both in the Big Ten. So it'll be fun this weekend and next weekend when the Cats come home to take on Illinois at Wrigley Field November 30th. But, Dan, we'll see what happens Saturday at the Big House.
Looking forward to this next week.
All right. Before Thanksgiving. That's going to do it for this edition of Collegiately Speaking. Thanks to our producer, Jack Heinrich, our engineer, Dan Long. Thanks to Cam Porter for jumping on with us. And again, Saturday, the Wildcats and the Wolverines from Ann Arbor. I'll have the pregame along with Ted Albrecht at 2 o'clock Central Time over on ESPN 1000 Saturday afternoon. Hope you'll be with us then. Now, for Dan Persa, this is Dave Ennett. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next week.